Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it is now Christmas Eve. I don't know about you, but this year I have been looking forward to this day because this year has been horrendous. Some of us have lost spouses, some of us fathers and mothers, some of us friends. We've all been sitting through a pandemic for 9 months. We've had restrictions placed on us that are so burdensome. I think all of us are getting tired of them. I have a feeling that we're going to see some kind of revolt in the early months of 2021 because we're just sick and tired. But Christmas Eve gave us something to look forward to. And somehow still, it doesn't feel quite right, does it? Somehow still, the darkness that is in this world sits within us and it permeates our soul. And it doesn't really feel like Christmas Eve. It doesn't really feel like Christmas. But if we're honest with ourselves, this year is no different than any other year. People are born, people die, restrictions from governments are placed on us, dictates that come down from on high. It was no different for Joseph and for Mary that their government ordered them to go back to the town of Bethlehem to be registered in that place. We've all seen the artistic depictions of what happened. Mary riding on her donkey, wandering through the wilderness with Joseph, going up into the mountains that finally they might come down into the town of Bethlehem. And of course, going and knocking door to door and trying to find room. And that's not really exactly what happened. But still, how difficult for them. How hard to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And it appears, too, that they had to stay there for quite a while. We don't know exactly for how long. Could have been anywhere from a couple months to a couple of years. But there they were. It was hard for them. And it's hard for us. It's true. This world is the same now as it has always been. But what we need to do to make it feel like Christmas Eve is, well, you're doing it. You're here. You are hearing the word of God. And soon you will open your mouths and receive the very word of God on your lips. And that's Christmas Eve. Family and friends and food and presents and lights and trees, they're all wonderful things. But this is the one thing needful. And I am glad that you're here. Because when we consider the things that are in this world, the darkness that desires to overtake us, the darkness that wants to put us down and put us in our place to hold us back from all things of God, this is the one place we can come and know that God is here. For Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Son of God from all eternity, took on your flesh and he pitched his tent with you. That's really what the Word of John says. Not that he just dwelt among you, but that he pitched his tent, he tabernacled with you. That wherever you may be, whether it is in this church or a home church or a church across the ocean or a church across time, Jesus is there with you. Christmas is about this. Emmanuel, God with us, God for us. I have been looking forward to this night for so many months now. So many of you know that I experienced loss this year too, in the loss of my father. And tonight, I could not help but think as he taught me all of these carols and all of the harmonies of these carols, and I love to sing them, that my father is singing them to Jesus' face now, and so too will you. For God is here. You may not see Jesus here bodily in front of you, but he comes in his real body and his real blood, that body and blood that was put into this flesh of this child, this Jesus who had to grow in wisdom and stature. Jesus is here, and Jesus is coming, and you will go to be with him, and soon you will sing these carols right to his face and rejoice. What a glorious thing it is to consider that there is a greater hope for you than just what's in this world. This world is fleeting. This world is darkness. That's why we gather on a Christmas Eve night, to consider that the world is dark and dingy and full of sin, and so are we. And yet we light the place with the light that we find in electricity and in candles, and soon we'll have those candles in our hands. And we do that to remind us that a light broke into this world that Christmas day, when Jesus came out of the womb of Mary and brought forth the light and the life of God into the world. The light and life that was cast out in the first sin of our forefathers, Adam and Eve. That light is the light of men, the light of mankind. And as we gather tonight, we look to that light. We look to Jesus because he is the fulfillment of all that we've hoped for. He is the fulfillment of all that we need. He does not leave us in this darkened world, but will usher us into an eternal light that will have no end. That's what Christmas is about. That's why we're here. So if it does not yet feel like Christmas to you, enjoy the rest of this night sheltered in this place, surrounded by the company of the saints. Sing with all your heart and with all your voice, for Christ is here. God is Emmanuel, God with you now and always. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.